Good morning and welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto, bringing you the essential market updates for October 22, 2025. Bitcoin is currently trading near $108,000 but faces headwinds after a $946 million outflow from investment products, signaling cautious institutional sentiment amid ongoing volatility. Meanwhile, Ethereum shows slight strength, up 0.5% to about $3,973, though it remains down 9.5% from its moonshot a month ago. SharpLink Gaming stands out with its sizable accumulation of over 859,000 Ethereum tokens, worth more than $3.5 billion. Fresh purchases last week added over 19,000 ETH at an average price near $3,892 each, highlighting active institutional buying during recent market dips despite broader ETF outflows totaling $145 million for Ethereum. This institutional appetite contrasts with more reserved retail participation. However, Ethereum's governance structure has come under scrutiny. Veteran core developer Peter Szilagyi has raised concerns about concentrated control within the Ethereum Foundation, pinpointing Vitalik Buterin's complete indirect control over key decisions. Such critiques underscore possible centralization risks that could affect confidence in ecosystem decentralization. On the Bitcoin front, a major whale has increased a short position to $235 million, building on nearly $200 million in profits from the recent market crash. This bearish positioning, especially as Bitcoin attempts to hold around $108,000, might suggest profit-taking and pressure in the near term. Looking at behavioral shifts, Australian crypto wallets now hold Ethereum at 33%, almost double the global average, indicating speculative interest beyond Bitcoin in that region. Solana's meme coin Slurf has also captured attention after its developer refunded $10 million following accidental burning last year. This move showcases resilience in niche communities amid broader market turbulence. Institutionally, more signs of confidence emerge. Bitmain's recent $250 million Ethereum purchase could trigger a supply squeeze, potentially pushing prices higher. Additionally, Aave's decentralized lending platform on Ethereum now manages $25 billion in outstanding loans, reflecting robust demand in DeFi services. In capital markets, Coinbase has acquired Echo for $375 million, integrating its on-chain fundraising and token sale mechanisms, strengthening Coinbase's foothold in crypto capital formation. Digital asset firm Galaxy also reported a record quarterly profit of $505 million, demonstrating strong performance driven by trading and platform expansion. Macro developments include Citi's buy rating on Strategy stock, tied closely to Bitcoin's price, with a 12-month Bitcoin target of $181,000 offering upside potential, balanced by risk if prices fall. Meanwhile, regulatory actions continue. The Maltese government rejected a $33 million Binance charity donation amid reputational concerns, while Kraken has called for expedited regulatory clarity in the UK to support stablecoins and tokenization. Security remains a pressing issue. North Korean hackers have reportedly stolen over $2 billion this year via sophisticated malware spread through smart contracts. Further, a $3 million XRP theft has triggered a surge in phishing scams, triggering renewed focus on wallet security. As gold recently suffered its steepest one-day drop in over a decade, Bitcoin and Ethereum saw price gains, possibly signaling a rotation from traditional safe havens into crypto assets. Key levels to watch include Bitcoin's support near $107,000 and Ethereum's price behavior ahead of upcoming U.S. inflation data, which continues to add uncertainty and potential volatility. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.